My beloved Supreme, I have some gifts for you. My first gift is my soulful cry. My second gift is my fruitful smile. My third and special gift is my oneness heart. My fourth and extra special gift is my gratitude flame. My child, I am all gratitude to you, and I have also a gift for you. This is my gift. I need you infinitely more than you can ever imagine. With you I started my visionless journey. With you I shall reach my reality's satisfaction goal. Desire, my desire, my lifelong friend, I always stay with you. Since I call you my friend, my lifelong friend, may I ask you for a favor? It is a simple request. I am sure you can grant it if you want to. This is my soulful and breathless request. Three times a day, will you just allow me to remain all by myself? Each time I will need only 3 seconds. That means only 9 seconds during the entire day I used to be alone without you. Early in the morning at 5 o'clock, I used to offer a soulful message to my beloved Supreme for 3 seconds. This message is, oh, my beloved Supreme, I love you and nobody else. I love you and nobody else. I love you and nobody else. At 12 o'clock noon, I used to offer another soulful message to my beloved Supreme 3 times. Oh, my beloved Supreme, I need you and nobody else. I need you and nobody else. I need you and nobody else. At 7 o'clock, when the evening sets in, I used to offer my third soulful message to my beloved Supreme. Oh, my beloved Supreme, I belong to you and to nobody else. I belong to you and to nobody else. I belong to you and to nobody else. Only 9 seconds a day I used to have from you, oh, my lifelong friend, oh, my desire. If you grant me this boon, then there shall come a time when I shall, in return, give you something that you never imagined and never deserved. I shall give you what I shall acquire, my heart's boundless joy to feed you, my soul's boundless light to please you, and my God's eternal, infinite, and immortal beauty. Oh, my dear friend, my lifelong friend, I wish only 9 seconds a day to be all by myself. If you fulfill my request, I shall give you things that you will otherwise never be able to receive, either in this incarnation or in any incarnation. So, my dear, desired friend, just grant my request. 3 seconds, 3 seconds, 3 seconds. 9 seconds a day allow me to be with myself, in myself and for myself, for the real in me and with the real in me. I wish to remain for 9 seconds a day. 2 trains, the train of desire and the train of aspiration. The desire train starts at nothingness hunger station and stops at frustration starvation station. The aspiration train starts at the soulfulness thirst station and stops at the illumination feast station. If you are a passenger on the desire train, you may not actually know what is good for you and what is bad for you. You will enter into desire train only to suffer. If you are a passenger on the aspiration train, you do not have to know what is good and what is bad for you, for God Himself chooses for you. Therefore, once you enter into the aspiration train, you will only prosper and prosper both in the inner world and in the outer world. The inner prosperity is your heart's breathless cry. The outer prosperity is your life's sleepless smile. Obedience was my way of life. Many, many, many years ago, my beloved Supreme once came to me and said, "My son, pray. You must pray. From now on, you must pray to me regularly." I obeyed my beloved Supreme and I started praying. A few years later, my beloved Supreme came to me and said, "My son, meditate. I want you to meditate. From now on, you must meditate regularly every day." I obeyed my beloved Supreme. Then one day he came to me and said, "My son, do you see any change, any improvement, anything new in your life?" I said, "I do see." Then he said, "What is it?" I told him, "I'll be very glad if you tell me the changes and improvements that I have made, for I may make a mistake. Whatever you say, I'll gladly accept as absolutely true." My beloved Supreme was very pleased with me. He said, "Since you have started praying, you have been feeling your closeness to me. Since you have started meditating, you have been feeling my closeness to you. When you pray, you feel your closeness to me. And when you meditate, you feel my closeness to you. Something more, when you pray, you see my kindness aspect and my compassion aspect. And when you meditate, you see my beauty aspect and my fruitfulness aspect. That is to say, when you pray, I am kind and compassionate to you. And when you meditate, I am beautiful and fruitful to you. I must say that these four qualities or attributes of mine are of tremendous importance. They go together. Unless I am kind and compassionate to you, why would I show you my beauty and my fruitfulness? Why should I show you the things that I have, the things that I embody? Because you pray, you see my kindness aspect and my compassion aspect. And because you meditate, you see my beauty aspect and my fruitfulness aspect. Something more you will feel when you pray from now on. You will feel that you need me only. And when you meditate, you will feel that I need you only. Right now, it is impossible for you to believe that I need you only because in every way I am superior to you. You think that you know who you are and who I am. But a day will come when you will realize that we are one and inseparable. Until then, it will be difficult for you to feel that I embody the finite aspect of life and still hold the infinite aspect. I know that inside the finite aspect is the infinite, and inside the infinite aspect is the finite, but still you have not realized that. When I say that I need you only, you have to know what I mean. You may say, there are millions and billions and trillions of people on earth, so how is it that he cares only for me and not for others? But you have to feel that you means your extended, expanded part. Your eyes have become larger than the largest. Your arms have become longer than the longest. Your whole existence has expanded and enlarged, and all other human beings are only your extended, expanded reality, part of your own existence. Therefore, when you meditate and feel that I need you only, it means that I need you as a universal reality. If you keep on praying and meditating, then you are obeying me. And if you obey me, there is nothing that I shall not do for you. I shall always do everything for you. If you pray and meditate, when you pray, you will feel that my life breath is embodying you. And when you meditate, you will feel that your life breath is embodying me. Prayer and meditation are of tremendous importance. But there will come a time when you will become inseparably one with my consciousness, finite and infinite, universal and transcendental. At that time, you may give up the prayer aspect, for the meditation aspect will embody everything. In the prayer aspect, there is some feeling of superiority and inferiority. If you regard me as the Lord Supreme, then it will be difficult for you to accept me as your only friend, your eternity's friend. At that time, I embody my absolute aspect, aspect of sovereignty and lordship, but there may come a time when you will feel that I am your only friend. At that time you need not approach me as the Lord Supreme and pray to me. Your prayer life may come to an end. It is difficult or impossible for the prayer life to embody the meditation life, but the meditation life can easily embody the prayer life. Right now you should both pray and meditate. But eventually, when you become highly advanced, on the verge of realization or realized, then you can give up praying, for in meditation you can easily get the fruits of prayer along with the meditation fruits, which are all important. Something is missing. What is it? Man's gratitude drop. Something is found. What is it? Man's haughty pride. Who needs it? Nobody. No, not even the all-devouring death. Something is missing. What is it? Man's service hands. Something is found. What is it? Man's feeling of worthlessness. Who needs it? Nobody. No, not even the worst possible fool on earth. Something is missing. What is it? Man's responsibility tree. Something is found. What is it? Man's satisfaction compromise. Who needs it? Nobody. No, not even the saint who is all forgiveness. The saint is willing to forgive ignorance, but he will never make any compromise with ignorance illusion. I do not know. This is indeed an answer. This answer satisfies the sincere seeker in us, for the sincere seeker does not stoop to insincerity. But we have to know how far this answer can lead us. Can it lead us to our destined goal? No, never. We have to be able to say, I know. In order to find the answer, first we look around us, but the outside world laughs at us, ridicules us, and sometimes looks down upon us. It considers us to be the worst possible fool. Then we dive deep within in order to get the answer. At that time, something deep within us tells us that what we think of ourselves is what we truly are. What we feel ourselves to be is what we truly are. What we shall ultimately become consciously is what we truly are. What do we think we are? We think that we are devoted instruments and thoughtful seekers. What do we feel ourselves to be? We feel ourselves to be soulful lovers, and we feel that we will become fruitful servers, devoted instruments, thoughtful seekers, soulful lovers, and fruitful servers of the Supreme. If we can think of ourselves in this way, if we can feel that we are all these things, then we know that there can be no other answer for us either here on earth or there in heaven. This is the answer. We are the devoted instruments, the thoughtful seekers, the soulful lovers, and the fruitful servers of the Supreme. I do not know is now transformed into I do know. What do I know? I know that I have all along been seeking for the birthless vision and thereby transcending reality of my experience realization, my realization revelation, and my revelation manifestation. Who is the winner? Not he who wins, but he who has established his cheerful oneness with the result, which is an experience in the form of failure or success, a journey forward or a journey backward. Who is the winner? Not he who wins the race, but he who loves to run sleeplessly and breathlessly with God, the Supreme Runner. Who is the winner? Not he whose glory we sing, but he who embodies God's compassion, light in abundant measure. Who is the winner? Not he who has acquired tremendous name and fame and amassed a big fortune, but he who requires only one thing, God's satisfaction in God's own way. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Gratitude is a miracle action in us. This miracle action strengthens our physical body, purifies our vital energy, widens our mental vision, and intensifies our psychic delight. The seeker in us tries to be simple, pure, humble, sincere. Every spiritual seeker tries to cultivate these qualities in abundant measure. The easiest and most effective way to cultivate these qualities is to open the gratitude flower and let it blossom inside our heart, petal by petal. How can you do this? Not only do we have to give more importance to what we have, but we also must give all importance to what we do not have. What we have is wishful thinking, wishful seeking, wishful becoming, wishful thinking. We think that we shall be great or successful in some way. Wishful seeking, we seek the truth and light in our own way. In the place where we think truth and light must abide. Wishful becoming, this is the most deplorable mistake we make. We want to become something that pleases us. If we want to please ourselves in our own way, then consciously or unconsciously bring the vital wolf to the fore. What we do not have is the breathless inner cry and the measureless outer smile. If you can develop the breathless inner cry, then automatically we develop the measureless outer smile. Either from within we must come without, or from without we die deep within. We can start our journey either from the soul's capacity or from the body's capacity. Ultimately, these two capacities have to be united. Needless to say, the soul's capacity is infinitely greater than the body's capacity, but the little capacity that the body has to be united with the soul's capacity. The body's greatest capacity is the acceptance of the soul's leadership. If the soul is accepted as the supreme leader, if the soul gets the opportunity to guide, mold and shape our destiny, then we get what we do not have right now, the sweet, pure, breathless, intense inner cry and the sure, measureless outer smile. Who is knocking? Saturn? Do not bother me. Today I have many important things to do. Who is knocking? Man? Please come at some other time. Unfortunately, I am quite busy now. Who is knocking? God? Why do you embarrass me, Lord? Do you need my permission to enter into my heart room? My son, perhaps you are not fully ready to receive me. I am knocking just to inform you that I shall come again to visit your gratitude room, your surrender shrine and perfection self-offering. My son, you take your own time. I am not at all in a hurry, but I shall definitely come to pay you my blessingful visit. I do not imitate, I do not initiate, I do not imitate anything, for if I imitate, then I prevent my beloved Supreme from revealing his new creation. He wants to create in and through me constantly something new, something meaningful and something fruitful. At every moment he wants to create something new in and through me. I do not initiate anything on any plane, for I may make mistakes, I may commit deplorable mistakes. I may mislead others. I do not initiate any idea. I just concentrate, meditate and contemplate. I concentrate in order to pierce the ignorance veil which has enveloped me. I meditate in order to liberate myself from ignorance dream. I contemplate in order to remember what I did with my beloved Supreme inside him, around him, within him and without him, long, long ago. I concentrate in order to run the fastest towards my destined goal, towards my beloved Supreme. I meditate so that my goal, my beloved Supreme, can come to me sooner than at once. I contemplate so that my Lord Supreme and I will run together to find a place where we can meet and again and resume our old marathon conversation. I do not imitate, I do not initiate. I concentrate, I meditate, and I contemplate. My concentration gives me the strength to fight against teeming ignorance. My meditation gives me poise amidst the turbulent weather in human life. My contemplation lets me always feel that my Lord Supreme, Beloved Supreme, is hearing my aspiration cry, my heart's inmost cry. God's secret is a beginningless silence, man's secret is an endless sound. God's secret is to give what he has, compassion. Man's secret is to possess from others what he does not have, wealth, material wealth, and other things. God's secret is to create and divinely enjoy a new vision light. Man's secret is to destroy everything that he sees, to destroy everyone that he knows. God's secret is to forgive and forget constantly. Man's secret is never to forgive, never to forget. God's secret is to cry soulfully before he smiles satisfactorily. Man's secret is to cry before he dies and cries while he is dying so that he can reach God's heaven and be greeted by God himself. At this, God does not know whether to smile or cry, therefore he laughs. Each human life is a song. A seeker sings a new song every day. He sings and he discovers. What does he discover? He discovers a body full of enthusiasm, a vital full of determination, a mind full of peace, a heart full of bliss, and finally a life full of satisfaction. Satisfaction is needed in the animal life, the human life, and the divine life. But the satisfaction that we get in the animal life is not true satisfaction. In the human life also we do not get true satisfaction. Only in the divine life we do get true satisfaction. In the animal life we try to get satisfaction through destruction. In the human life we try to acquire satisfaction through possession. In the divine life we try to receive satisfaction from illumination. Through destruction, that satisfaction that we get is not and cannot be the real satisfaction. Through possession, the satisfaction that you get is not and cannot be the real satisfaction. Through illumination, the satisfaction that you get is undoubtedly the true satisfaction. We are all seekers here. We pray and meditate. Inside our prayer, inside our meditation, we always try to see the face of satisfaction. When you pray, we try to go up and achieve satisfaction. When we meditate, we try to bring light and delight to the fore from within ourselves and enjoy satisfaction here inside our body, vital, mind and heart. When we pray, we try and cry to receive something from above so that our thirst can be quenched. When we meditate, we invoke our own higher realities to manifest in and through us. Meditation is preceded by concentration and followed by contemplation. Concentration, meditation and contemplation go together. Concentration is the speed, meditation is the confidence, and contemplation is the victory. We can safely say that concentration has and is the deer speed, meditation has and is the elephant confidence, and contemplation has and is the lion victory. It is always advisable for us to have speed, for we have to value the goal. The goal is not stationary. Today's goal will be tomorrow's starting point. We are in the process of going toward an ever transcending, ever illumining, and ever fulfilling goal. So we have to pay all attention to our speed, to how fast we can go. Confidence is also of paramount importance. If you have confidence in ourselves and confidence in God, then definitely we can make fast progress. If you have confidence only in God and not in ourselves, we will not be able to go very fast. If you have confidence only in ourselves and not in God, then we will not be able to make any progress either. We have to feel our confidence in God and God's confidence in us. Our confidence in God we shall feel on the strength of our own dedication, and God's confidence in us we can feel in and through the compassion light which he bestows upon us constantly and unconditionally. Like us, The soul also deals with life. In the case of the soul, there is the universal life and the transcendental life. When the soul bird comes down into the world arena, it spreads its wings and becomes inseparably one with the universal life. At the end of its earthly sojourn, when the soul returns to its own region, it enters into the transcendental life. Life is nothing short of God's dream, and this dream is birthless and deathless. This birthless and deathless dream God fulfills in and through his all-embracing and all-fulfilling reality. Amen.